A very warm welcome to this World Game Changers podcast, where your host, Paul D. Lowe, embraces many crucial conversations that compassionately contribute towards creating a better life and world. Paul's intention is very simple, to help get people's inspirational insights and motivational messages out into the world so others may benefit.
Hello, World Game Changers, wherever you may be. Thought we'd start this particular episode by asking the question, what does it actually take to become a World Game Changer? Because here we are, nearly 600 episodes in, and I don't think, unless I go through back through every single episode, we've actually asked the question, what does it really take? You know, we've had many fascinating conversations with some amazing guests, each sharing their own individual thoughts around, you know, whatever the particular topic title was at the time. But like I say, at the risk of repeating, I don't think we've ever asked that question. So let's dive in. So, you know, as the founder of World Game Changers, I'm going to kind of try and answer my own question. And I'm just going to quote one or two things off the World Game Changers website around what is a World Game Changer, what do they do? And there's four things on there, and these words were chosen very carefully. So I'm really interested, listeners, in what your thoughts are around this. So a World Game Changer devotes themselves to a higher purpose, to impact the world and the lives of others for the better. That's one consideration. Another one is they intentionally work to improve their own circumstances and the people with whom they are associated. Another one, they come from every walk of life, every nation, every life circumstance, representing diverse experiences, with love being the common factor there. Love is so important in our world, in our lives, isn't it? Individually and collectively. You know, that all-consuming energy, because without it, what have we really got? I know I can speak from my own perspective on that. If I can answer my own question, what we've got is merely an existence, because a world without love is for me, is not really a world at all. And then there's also the fact that a World Game Changer develops their talents and skills and pursues opportunities to increase their own influence for the greater good. You know, so there's just a few considerations there. But one of the other things that I want to really focus in on is one of the personal traits of vulnerability. I think vulnerability is massive, massive in our world as humans, as individuals. And I'm not so sure that collectively we give it the, I don't know if respect is the right word, listeners, but the, you know, I'm going to use that word respect, that it deserves in terms of the part that it plays in our lives and progressing. So, yeah, just a few thoughts. So vulnerability, I know the American professor, Dr. Brené Brown, she speaks about vulnerability being our strength, which, you know, to some people, that might sound a bit contradictory, a bit paradoxical, but for me, it's absolutely true. Because when you think about that, being prepared to be vulnerable, you're kind of, anybody that wants to use that, you know, something against you, by you putting it out there first and actually, you know, taking control of the situation, you're kind of taking that power away from anyone else that wants to use that perceived vulnerability against you. Because by admitting our own vulnerabilities, insecurities, fallibilities, and let's be honest, listeners, we've all got them. There are no exceptions, none at all. It's just that we, you know, and I speak from experience again, you know, we prefer to wear this mask of control and self-protection, don't we? You know, because we don't want people to get close to us and know, you know, or I can't tell people around this, or I can't tell people around that, or I can't, they'll judge me and, you know, it'll make me feel even worse. And I'm not saying, we put all our kind of deepest, darkest fears on the table for all the world to shoot and have a pop at. I'm not saying that at all. But I think there's something in being vulnerable with oneself, you know, being prepared to look in the mirror and sort of say to yourself, well, X or Y or Z, and it's okay for me, you know, challenging the cliche, big boys don't cry. So, you know, metaphorically speaking, if you are a big boy, with this kind of mask of machoism, and I certainly wore that for many years, so I speak from experience yet again, but to actually look in the mirror and say, do you know what? Big boys do cry. They really do. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're humans. So just a few thoughts there, listeners, but I'm really interested in what you might think and what you might feel about this question of, you know, what really contributes to making a world game changers. So I'm going to sign off there, just a quick brief one, because we're leading up to, you know, the holiday period at the time of this recording. And so we don't want to get, you know, we don't get too bogged down and too heavy. So keep it nice and light. And any thoughts you have? So I'm going to sign off the way I always do by saying, remember, the world's changing. How will you respond?
Thanks very much for listening to this World Game Changers podcast episode. Hopefully you found it interesting and helpful. Drop a line to paul@worldgamechangers.org with any thoughts or questions you may have, and he'll be more than happy to respond. Remember, the world's changing. How will you respond?